Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades.
India fires missiles into Pakistan and world awaits white smoke as conclave begins. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Pakistan claims to have shot down five Indian planes after it says Delhi killed eight people in missile strikes on territory it controls. The escalation between the nuclear-armed neighbours follows the killing of 26 Hindu tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir last month. Islamabad is denying involvement. Chatterjee Bajpayee from the international affairs think tank Chatham House doesn't believe there'll be an all-out war.
I wouldn't perhaps go as far as that. I mean, I think India is seeking to control what it refers to as the, you know, the escalation ladder, trying to ensure that any conflict stays below the threshold of a nuclear conflict. In its statement, it said that its operation has been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature.
U.S. President Donald Trump has described what's happening as a shame and says he hopes it ends very quickly, while his Secretary of State Marco Rubio has pledged to work with the leaders of India and Pakistan for a peaceful resolution. Sky's David Blevings is in Washington.
This news couldn't have come at a worse moment for the White House, when they were celebrating the fact that Oman has managed to broker a ceasefire between the United States and Houthi rebels in Yemen, and suggesting that the world is a much safer place because Donald Trump is in the White House.
The search for a new pope gets underway today. Cardinals dressed in red robes will attend a special mass in St. Peter's Basilica before heading to the Sistine Chapel to begin voting. Canon law expert Dr. Kurt Martins says the eventual winner will have to clear a high bar.
We have been told that two are sick and won't make the trip to Rome. And that means that the number of cardinals participating has decreased to 133. But that still means you need a two-third majority to elect a pope, and that is 89 votes, quite more than the 77 needed in 2005 and 2013.
Motor insurance premiums have jumped by 9% in the first half of this year, with further increases expected. The latest review from the central bank says inflation and soaring repair costs are being blamed. However, concerns are mounting as the government considers a proposal to increase personal injury awards by 17%, which experts warn could push premiums even higher. The Alliance for Insurance Reform has called for the matter to be debated in the Oireachtas. Its CEO is Brian Hanley.
The awards are scheduled to be reviewed every 3 years, which means every couple of years we could be seeing these types of increases. And that is only going to put upward pressure on car insurance premiums. A 9% increase in 6 months alone, really trending in the wrong direction. And I think, too, that while we have seen some reductions in recent years, we really are seeing that those gains that were made a few years ago are quickly being swept away.
Over 350 delegates are expected to attend the INMO's two-day conference in Wexford today. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation will see over 50 motions up for debate, including ones on staffing, dealing with assaults and the ageing workforce. The Health Minister will attend tomorrow. INMO General Secretary Philney Hay says they'll be raising key questions with her.
To make sure staffing levels are safe, and our delegates will be expecting that the Minister would hear their concerns in that regard, because as everybody knows, when you have situations like we have, which are overcrowding every day, that causes staff to leave, and it's a catch-22.
Donald Trump says the US doesn't need to sign trade deals despite global uncertainty over his tariff plans. He made the comment before heading into crucial talks with the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It comes as CNN reports that cargo ships arriving from China are only half full because of a 145% tariff Trump placed on goods coming from there. President Trump couldn't hide his frustration when asked about his trade proposals again.
Because everyone says, when are you going to sign deals? We don't have to sign deals. We could sign 25 deals right now, Howard, if we wanted. We don't have to sign deals. They have to sign deals with us. They want a piece of our market. We don't want a piece of their market. We don't care about their market. They want a piece of our market.
New research suggests the age babies take their first steps is strongly influenced by their genes. Scientists studied more than 70,000 babies and identified 11 genetic markers which could determine when they'll start walking. Experts say the findings should help reassure parents. A tour of the tower at Dublinia, yoga inside Christchurch Cathedral, and a walking tour of the biggest Viking burial site outside Scandinavia. They're some of the events for this year's Culture Date with Dublin 8, which kicks off today. Festival curator Grace McAvoy says there's plenty for children too.
We'll have a big family fun day brought to you by Happenings at St. Audouin's Park. There'll be a Lugs Brannigan cartoon workshop with illustrator and sculptor Aidan Hart. There'll be Lego hunts in Marsh's Library and opportunities as well to learn about beekeeping with the B8 initiative.
A Call the Midwife film and prequel TV series set during the Second World War is being made. It comes as the hit drama about a group of midwives working in East London begins filming for its 15th series. The prequel series will be set amidst the backdrop of the Blitz, while the film will be set overseas in 1972 and features characters from the existing TV show. And in sport, in soccer, Inter are into the Champions League final for the second time in 3 years. A goal and extra time was the difference as the Italian side beat Barcelona 4-3 at San Siro last night to go through 7-6 in aggregate. This evening, Arsenal will bid to join them but will need to overturn a 1-0 deficit against Paris Saint-Germain. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.